Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
We think you always get to win when you hear from Charles Rotblat, editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky, because he brings a great perspective, his own vision and the things that he likes to do, layered along with all the great things that they do at the American Association of Individual Investors. We particularly like it that they're not dedicated to one style. When you're listening to the Buy of the Week, understand you may hear something today that would not be the same style of investment he purchased a week ago or could be recommending a couple of weeks from now. And that's why we say if you want more information, it's AAII.com. On Twitter, you can follow Charles. He's at Charles Rotblat, but right now he's right here. Charles Rotblat, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Toyota Motor Corporation.
Okay, Toyota Motor Corporation. It trades as an ADR under the ticker symbol TM, and why are we liking Toyota right now?
Well, this stock was found by our ADR screen. As the name sounds, this screens for foreign stocks. It takes a GARP approach, meaning it looks for growth at a reasonable price. So most of the stocks identified by the screen are foreign, but because it takes somewhat of a value-oriented approach, it's done pretty well. It's actually one of our best-performing screens year-to-date, up 26%. Through the end of April. If we go over the last 10 years, it has an 8.9% return versus 5.5%. And I don't think so much that's picking foreign stocks as much as it's following a value-oriented growth strategy. So it has a good strategy, and it's just layering it on to a set of stocks. Toyota came through because the stock is trading at a low valuation. You can actually buy the stock for a PE of under 10 right now. And the company just had some good earnings. For its fiscal year 2014, it said that revenues rose 16% to 25.6 trillion yen. It is a Japanese company, as everybody probably knows. Net income nearly doubled to 1.8 trillion yen. Some of that was because of the weaker yen, but they also achieved some greater operating efficiencies. They rejiggered the business a little bit. They're also seeing sales growth. They saw unit sales growth both in Japan and in North America. We're not talking huge sales growth. It was 3.7% in Japan, 2.4% in U.S., but considering those are Toyota's biggest markets, and even though this is a global company, so it's a situation where you look at the stock, you're paying a very low multiple, but you are having good growth coming out of the company.
We talk all the time on this show, not with you necessarily, but with other guests, about some of the difficulties and the things that are facing the auto industry. Toyota has a huge leadership position among the auto companies. Is that why we don't have some of the issues that we do with the others, or is it because it's an ADR and we're not talking about an auto company based, say, in Detroit?
Well, I think the thing with Toyota is it is actually financially more sound than some of the other companies out there, particularly GM and Ford. Unlike GM, it did not go through bankruptcy. Because of the way it's run in Japan, it actually is a better situation than, say, Ford was. That said, it is an auto company, and some of the same economic headwinds that would affect a Ford or affect Renault or Nissan or Honda, it'll affect Toyota just the same, even if we throw Hyundai into that mix. So some of the things are just the way the companies run because it doesn't have the same union issues that companies here in the U.S. does. It still has U.S. plants. It still has U.S. labor issues it has to deal with, like Ford or GM. But because it is a foreign company, it is run in a different manner than, say, a U.S. automotive company.
We're always looking at potential upside, so how good could this get?
Well, it's interesting. Because the P.E. is so low, I think this is a case where you're looking at the P.E., and that's where you're really going to get your growth. Its current P.E. is 9.7. That compares to the industry median of 14.2. That P.E. is well below what the stock has historically traded at as well. And I think given that PE, you could easily argue that there could be 35% upside in the stock price. That would bring the PE up to 13, which still on an absolute basis is pretty low. Even though it sounds like a huge jump, I think you could take a conservative round and say, well, maybe that's too aggressive. Maybe I'll assume 20%, which is still a huge return. But you are leaving yourself some room for upside. We do have to recognize partially because growth has been the weak yen. It is going to be affected by economic headwinds. If growth slows down globally, that will hurt the stock. So I think there's a case where we can see there's a lot of upside, and we can still expect a significant amount of upside and still have some wiggle room. So even if it doesn't hit that 30%, I think just from multiple expansion, you could still be looking at perhaps 10 to 20% plus the yield, plus still have room if you're wrong or have room for the stock to grow further.
You pointed out the yield. Again, it's Toyota Motor Corporation, TM, and it yields 2.3% currently. Over what kind of time frame?
Well, I think you expect this over the next year, and it's very tough to look at the automotive company and really predict when the stock prices are going to do well because they are so affected by economic trends. But I think if we look over the course of the year and list that as our target, I think that's a reasonable expectation. It might occur sooner, it might occur a little bit later. The timing's always a little tough, but I think at its current multiple, I do think it's underpriced and there is some significant upside for the stock.
Because you've got big industrial company that you would think you're not necessarily playing for growth that could be as much as 35%. If you see growth that gets to the high end of your range, it's not the 10 or 20, but it's closer to the 35 that you're going to take some chips off the table? Or no reason because it's Toyota, for goodness sake?
Yeah, I think there's no reason. This company is, you know, it has had some problems, obviously had the recalls in the past, but I think overall, unless something really negative happens with this company, I think you are getting a nice margin of safety at the current multiple. And I think even if it gets to 13 or say 13.5 or 14, I would be tempted to hold if you're buying this on a basis of value. Obviously, if you look at the PE getting up to like 17, 18, or you're seeing some really negative trends in growth, that would cause me to reassess the position.
But for right now, well, this week, it's the buy of the week. It is Toyota Motor Corporation, ADR, trading under the ticker symbol TM. And as you heard Charles say, nice yield, good potential, all that other good stuff. Sounds like a car you might want to take for a test ride. Charles Ropeblatt is editor of AAII Journal. Charles, thanks as always for joining me.
My pleasure.
Remember, you can get more information at AAII.com. You can find out what Charles is doing when he's not here by following him on Twitter at Charles Ropeblatt. He'll be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. We'll be back in just a moment as Money Life continues with the big interview. A lot more to go. Stick around. We'll be right back.